Hey, everybody. As far as we're concerned, it's still September 12th, but it's really September 13th now. But we did see another movie today, and it was a great one, so I didn't want it to pass uncommented upon. But you'll also have to pardon us, because, you know, we had a run-in with Doug Planet. He's Doug Planet on Twitter, Doug Groves, which means we drank more Guinness than we should have, as usual. But UFO in her eyes is what we saw this evening, and recommend it very highly. It's only got traces, very faint traces of sci-fi elements. So, you know, some genre freaks might be disappointed, but it's a great little funky, weird Chinese movie. It all takes place in a tiny little village, and a woman sees something strange in the sky. And I have a theory about what she actually did see that I think the director kind of bore out in the Q&A, but I'll leave that for you to decide. Because what it really was kind of about was the impact of globalization on a tiny little village. So because this woman saw a UFO or something that might be a UFO, all this attention falls on this little village, Three Birds Head Village, and things start to change very rapidly, and not everyone's really pleased by it. But it all kind of, it centers on the experience of this woman. She's kind of the odd woman out in the village, so I could relate. The acting was fantastic. Some great Chinese character actors. There was a woman who played the chief of the village, who was particularly entertaining. She was funny as hell, is what she was. And the lead actress was fantastic. And can't go without mentioning the completely anomalous and bizarre presence of none other than Udo Kier in this movie.
He was excellent.
He was awesome. He sang. He gets up in what's basically a karaoke at a wedding, and he sings about how much he loves China. Yeah. He's basically playing a kind of Steve Fawcett adventurer character whom our heroine rescues from a snake bite early in the movie, and he comes back after some globalizing has happened and the village is already transformed, and he's back for the wedding, and he's just, he doesn't have a lot of scenes, but he's awesome. But the best thing about it, and I think Paul agrees, he's giving me that look, was the Q&A afterwards, because the director of the film has a very sharp wit and isn't afraid of making fun of her partners in crime. And she basically had Udo grabbing at the microphone.
Oh, yeah. They were wrestling for it.
They were wrestling for it. It was awesome. Because she was saying things that I think maybe he didn't want to be said publicly. She found him. She says she found him. She was looking for a particular, she didn't want just a random American actor playing the American in the film. She wanted someone who spoke English a little strangely. Ding, ding. Udo's definitely your man for that. And apparently she saw some semi-porn thing in which he's the naked man, and she saw this weird naked German and said, that's my guy. And she had the connections to get him. But so she was kind of making fun of him, and he kept grabbing for the microphone. He finally got it away from her, and he went clear across the stage to say his piece. So that's kind of the magic of TIFF right there. You don't just get to see great films, but you get to hear the directors being ridiculous afterwards. Nacho, Vigalondo was also immensely entertaining after Extraterrestrial this afternoon, and it's really sad that Paul didn't get to see it, but he was being good and making sure we had a place in line for UFO in Her Eyes, so he missed it. And he really did miss something, because, man, that guy was excited to be there, and he was funny as hell, and it was great. So, there you go. TIFF. If you ever get a chance, you gotta come.